The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces and their fasting, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You are dust, and to dust you will return, are the words that have been uttered over us this evening. The words are accompanied by ashes smeared on your forehead, serving as a sign to illustrate the stark reminder that our sin has killed us. But original sinners like us are perpetually attempting to deny that truth. And in much the same way that a chicken with its head cut off hopelessly tries to stay alive, we too scurry off in all manner of directions trying to avoid the truth. We are eternal optimists, it seems, convinced that given enough time and enough effort, we can prove to God, ourselves, and everybody else that dirtying our forehead has all been a little bit premature. Come on, preacher man. It can't be as bad as all of that, can it? After all, Jesus did tell us how to practice our piety. Surely that ought to count for something, right? Even he says there's a reward. And though it is true that Jesus provides the proper way to give alms, to pray and fast, and though it is also true that Jesus speaks of God's reward for proper piety, we must remember that proper piety never saved anybody. So what is Jesus getting at with his words here? Two things. First, proper piety is a good thing. Giving, praying, and fasting are important disciplines that get us out of ourselves in order to help love the neighbor. And there is great reward in practicing these disciplines. I sometimes think that our gospel-given freedom that we Lutherans, we don't practice the spiritual disciplines enough. And consequently, we miss out on the blessings that they can give to us. You know, there's nothing quite like a giant obituary that includes all the good that you've done for the world. Still, the second thing Jesus is telling us here is that proper piety is largely beside the point, because the heart is the real issue. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, he tells us. Proper piety may help control the hands, the mouth, and the mind, but proper piety cannot control the heart. And the heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? The prophet Jeremiah tells us. In another place, Jesus tells us that evil thoughts and deeds and actions originate in the heart, and that is what defiles. Consequently, we confess that in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, And what we have done and left undone, that Jeremiah, Jesus, the remainder of the biblical witness, our neighbors, and the devil are all absolutely right about us. Our heart is far from God, and our treasure is not in heaven, but in ourselves. And the result? We are dust, and to dust we will return. So yes, it is as bad as all that. And yes, that is the end of our story. But when we end, Jesus Christ begins. On the cross, we heaped the entirety of our anger and our mistrust of God, and Jesus just took it. He took upon himself the entirety, all of it, of our sin. But killing Jesus and chucking him in the clay isn't enough. If that giant stone had never been moved, our dustiness would be the end of our story. But as we will beautifully celebrate in just 46 days, the stone was moved. Jesus came out, and he's on the loose with a promise that is for you. And so, as an ambassador of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin, and I give you heaven. That is your promise from Jesus Christ. And believe me, rust and moths and thieves will never touch it. Amen.